welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
John, it seems like the answers in so many situations we face are simply to remember who God is and that he loves us. So simple, and yet why do we find it so hard to remember when it's us in the eye of the hurricane or us being called to the boss's office or in the hospital waiting room? How can we change our reaction when that difficult situation comes?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, Bob, is to say that we need to cultivate and preserve that confidence when the situations and times are not as critical. In other words, if we wait until the crisis comes to be called into the office or to have your kid called into the military in Iraq or have an announcement made by a doctor that you've got cancer, if we wait until those crisis moment comes, we won't have the resources and the depth. So I would say to all of those of you who are listening, cultivate a deep confidence in the love of God and in the power of God, the character of God, day by day. Develop daily disciplines of communion with Christ so that you grow steadily, little by little perhaps, or by leaps and bounds, but grow so that when the crisis comes, there will be roots sunk down deep into grace, there will be solid fiber in the tree, and we won't be as fragile as so many Christians seem to be when crisis comes. I think good times tend to lull us into sleep and spiritual indifference, as though our faith will just take care of itself when the crisis comes, and it simply isn't the case, which is why so many Christians, instead of casting themselves on the Lord with a deep, quiet confidence in the midst of crisis, instead shake their fist in God's face and say, "Where are you?" Because they haven't grown to know a God who is sovereign and loving and caring in the hard times as well as the good times. We must nurture our faith with the full biblical portrait of God, who is sovereign over the evil and sovereign over the good, so that when either comes, our confidence in him isn't shaken.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know him and enjoy him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.